This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Lynn Mark, here with Wong Shaoning and Noel Lim. Now, it's 9:19 in the morning, Tuesday the 4th of February. And before we get into some corporate news, let's take a quick look at the markets. How's the KLCI doing today?
Well, it's still in the green. The index is up 0.45% to 1528, and the rest of the region is where it was about 15 minutes ago. But very quickly, in terms of the top value stocks traded on Bursa Malaysia, AirAsia, of course, on the top of the board with 22 million shares traded, down 2.34% to 1.25 cents. There's been some recovery in the share price actually, because compared to yesterday's low. Datasonic is also on the board, 9 million shares traded, up 7%. Jax Resources, 7 million shares traded, up close to 4%.
Now, taking a look as well at some corporate news, as concerns over the Wuhan coronavirus continue to dominate headlines, markets throughout the region are definitely feeling a little bit jittery. And RHB Investment Bank in a recent report counseled that investors should keep calm and continue buying on the dips.
Yeah, so the question is, how low might it go, right? It might go down low, but could it go down lower? So anyway, the report noted that concerns over the pandemic will dominate investor thinking as the infection rate climbs, with sentiment dictated by news flow. However, the ensuing market volatility will present opportunities to accumulate some good stocks, I guess.
Yeah, the question is whether the pandemic is going to be largely contained within China, while those infected outside China are either Chinese nationals or those who have been travelling to Wuhan or who have travelled to Wuhan and Hubei. Now, the escalation of a person-to-person infections of persons outside China, however, would be a major concern and an added risk to this equation.
So for more insights from the report, we have on the line with us Alex Chia, Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank. Thank you for joining us, Alex. Now, we've been seeing a lot of comparisons being made with SARS in 2002-2003, but will the impact be even more severe to equity markets because of the size of the Chinese economy as well as their equity market today?
Yes, back in 2002-2003, China then was obviously a much smaller component of the global economy, contributing about 4% to global GDP, whereas in 2018, China contributed 16% to global GDP. So clearly, right now, you know what they say, when China sneezes, the rest of Asia goes into the ICU. So I think that is the key concern here, you know, in terms of how much damage are we seeing to the China's economy. And how is that going to impact, other countries in Asia?
So if we look at the Malaysian equity markets, how vulnerable are we to this virus and what is our downside risk?
I think clearly a lot of what we've seen so far is very much sentiment driven in terms of concerns about whether or not the virus could actually spread to Malaysia and beyond. I think in terms of, the sectors and stocks that have been sold off, clearly the ones that have, which have been most vulnerable are stocks, in the aviation, tourism, consumer, gaming kind of sectors. And I think there is some aspect, some concern here also with regards to other companies that have supply chain, dependencies on supply chains based in China. So right now, a lot of that is almost impossible to determine, which is why the market has actually sold off in advance of any hard data emerging. But clearly, a lot of what is going on is very short term and sentiment driven.
And which ones have been particularly defensive or resilient, or even stand to benefit from this virus when you look at the sectors?
Well, the sectors that will benefit clearly will be the glove makers as well as the healthcare stocks. But I think some of the other sectors that are deemed to be less exposed or less vulnerable to such events would include sectors like telcos, construction, plantations, media, non-bank financials, and so on. I think the overall market is has in one way or another been affected by the sentiment-driven sell-off. But what we are encouraging investors to do is to take some perspective. So, for example, we've seen deaths, reaching 300-400 kind of levels, which is terrible news. But if you put it into perspective, in the U.S., in the 2018-2019 flu season, 61,000 people died from influenza A and influenza B in the U.S. alone. With millions hospitalized, and infected. So really, if you put this into perspective, and if you think that this is an event that will pass, we are clearly seeing a lot of international cooperation. There have been better, public awareness of these health issues. This is not the first healthcare scare that that the world has gone through. We've seen SARS, we've seen MERS, we've seen Ebola, we've seen the Nipah virus, and so on. So I think the world today is much better prepared to deal with these issues. And I think if you look beyond this immediate scare, then I think the markets and markets will recover, and hence we see this as a buying opportunity.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning, Alex. That was Alex Chia, Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank, talking us through the expected impact to the Malaysian markets as well as regional markets from the Wuhan coronavirus. And I think it is important that what he stressed at the end there, which is that we have undergone other healthcare scares before. So not just SARS, we've also had MERS and the Nipah virus, Ebola outbreaks as well. And we've come out on the other side. So at the end of the day, even though it feels like this is kind of the be-all and end-all of every piece of news right now, there has been progress to synthesize the genome of the virus. So hopefully, potentially, we will start to see some kind of action being taken to address this in the coming weeks.
Yeah, the point is always, if you try to go back to the fundamentals of investing, is to go back to the quality names, right, and bottom fish. So if you do see value in certain stocks, names that you particularly like, then it makes sense, because fortune does favour the brave. But of course, with this negative sentiment, it is scary. Every day when you see the number of deaths increase from 300 to 425, yes, there is that negative sentiment out there. But I guess it's to just focus on the fundamentals.
Yeah, and I think with Alex, it also does boil down to like a kind of a long term sort of more optimistic outlook, right? So advice tends to comes down to buy on the dip.
Yeah, I think to put it in perspective, the swine flu, for example, took 150 to 500,000 lives, and so far we are still early days for this Wuhan coronavirus. I think my concern is, Chinese factories shut down, how will it affect our economy, right? Because they buy from us. But looking at also SARS, I think SARS took about 8 months to be resolved before a vaccine was finally created. And so if you're saying looking at SARS's time frame, 8 months, so we may be looking at 6 months maybe for this Wuhan crisis to cross over. And so I guess we just have to brace ourselves for a roller coaster ride for the next few months.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.